Welcome back to Indians Warm-Up, time for the KeyBank Manager Show with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Tito, opener of post-All-Star break action last night here in Oakland, and a shutout for the Tribe on the wrong end, 5-0. And I know sometimes you look at it, tip your cap to the other pitcher. Sometimes it's the hitting approach that doesn't quite work. What did you see last night from Sonny Gray?
You know, I think usually, normally it's a little bit of both. I mean, I think Sonny Gray really pitched well. You know, he kept the ball down all night, and he threw a real good changeup. And then so, you know, coming out of that fastball, there was the same slot, and it was, you know, a lot of off-speed. And we didn't do a real good enough to adjust to ever really get anything going. But I think you give him a lot of credit for that.
And when you look at tonight, this team usually good at bouncing back, and especially good when it's Corey Kluber on the mound. And obviously the numbers are there for Kluber over the course of the season. But a night like tonight where you're trying to get it rolling here out of the All-Star break, what does it mean to have him on the mound in particular?
I can't come up with a day when it's not good to have him on the mound, whether it's to prolong a streak, to end a streak, if it's a Wednesday. You know, it's just nice to have him pitching. And that's a pretty big compliment to him. I mean, think back where he was 4 or 5 years ago, kind of maybe struggling in AAA a little bit. And through hard work and really solid routines, he's one of the elite pitchers in the game right now. And that's a tribute to, like I said, it's not luck, because there's a lot of guys that throw harder than Kluber. But he works so hard at his craft, and he's made himself one of the best pitchers.
And you mentioned that time frame of when he was struggling to get out of AAA. But now he's backing up seasons and with consistency, and how uncommon can that be in our game?
Yeah, it's so interesting you say that, because after his first year when he won the Cy Young, the next year, the only thing I said was he hasn't backed it up yet. And it wasn't his fault. He just hadn't done it yet. Well, now he has. And he's one of those guys in our league now that is able to go up against teams time after time after time and still be a dominant pitcher. And that is really hard to do. It's hard enough to be good once, but to do it against the guys over and over, that's something that I really admire in him.
Switching gears, we're in Oakland, and you spent a season here before you started managing the Boston Red Sox with a very good ball club that won a division. What was your like here, 2003, that year that you spent here? What was it like?
It was actually a really good year. Ken Maka was the manager, and I loved working for him, first of all. You know, with Billy Bean and his guys out here, it was a little different way of looking at things that I hadn't been around much. I think it was things I probably believed in but had never been taught maybe how to use it. So it was a really good learning experience. And since I wasn't managing, you know, you could spend more time doing those types of things. And Maka gave me a free rein to really dig in. So it was fun. And I thought the people out here, they did a lot with less. So everybody kind of banded together, whether it was the clubhouse guys, the trainers, the team, and it ended up being a really, really good year.
And that was around the time the Moneyball book was written and then the ensuing movie. But that team had some pretty good players on it, some of the best in the game at that point.
Oh, heck. You give me Hudson, Mulder, and Zito, and I'll write a Moneyball book. I mean, shoot, those guys, you know, they you know, you had Tejada. I mean, they were running young Eric Chavez. They were running young players through here. I mean, their scouting department and their player development department, I don't think that got enough credit, because they were bringing some young studs through here.
And the Coliseum gets a probably deserved bad rap as one of the toughest places in baseball, but they drew more than 2 million fans that year. How was it from that perspective?
You know, the people that come, they love their team. It's not the best ballpark. Everybody knows that. I'm not trashing the place. You know, I know how bad they want to get a new place, and I hope they do, just for their organization, because I know it would be a lot easier to increase some revenue if they could get out of this place. But it's still the people, you know, the clubhouse may not be the nicest, but the people in the clubhouse make it a fun place to be.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Managers Show. Stay tuned. More to come from the Coliseum in Oakland after this on the Cleveland Clinic Indians Radio Network.